Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I'm not sure if this is a PSA or just a rant. Yesterday, while testing a motorcycle, I was lane splitting as one does. This is when during the likes of rush hour, you travel between the lanes of traffic at a speed marginally faster than that traffic. Now, three times yesterday, I noticed, as a living motorcyclist does, a car about to wander across the lane markings. A serious blast on the hooter would solve that, you would think. Now, yesterday, all three cars had three things in common. One, their drivers had their windows rolled down or partially rolled down. Two, they were all looking at their phones while driving, and I'll get to three in a moment. Now, let me be clear here. The BMW 1300 GS I have on test has a proper loud honk when you hoot. It's not subtle, and I remind you that all three drivers had their windows open to some extent. Now, texting while driving has been testing as dangerous as driving intoxicated, and yesterday proved that at least anecdotally to me. All three did the drunk weave. No human can multitask. What we do is rapidly task switch, paying less attention to the thing on autopilot and more to the funny text that needs a witty thought or worse, a reply. That's why you step into a pothole while lost in thought. We seem to multitask two mundane tasks, but when things get hectic, we tend to say, hold on, hold my beer or whatever it might be, and even stop speaking while we problem focus. But I digress. So yesterday, I'm less than a meter from their heads when I give a blast of said loud horn that should wake the dead from their gentle slumber, and suddenly, nothing, nada, nix. All three continued texting, oblivious to my presence, as impossible as that seems. So please don't text and drive. Besides illegal, it will result in a death or injury for someone. Also, nothing is that urgent or important. Get your phone to put itself automatically in driving mode, please. Also, please indicate before changing lanes. I couldn't count those incidents. They were numerous. But it helps me stay alive and seriously costs you absolutely nothing. Yes, I'm talking to you, the mild-looking housewife in the family car, who swung across my bow without the energy to indicate, and when I hooted, had suddenly found the energy to flip me the bird. Okay, stay safe out there. That's it for Fine Motoring this week. Promise no more rant. With me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.